Module 11, International Etiquette. Etiquette is heavily influenced by culture. Each country and nation has their own set of rules for polite behavior. When dealing with an international clientele or when conducting business in a foreign country, it's best to be aware of local etiquette guidelines. In this module, we would discuss general rules in international etiquette, important points, and ways to prepare. General rules. Etiquette is heavily influenced by culture. What may be good manners in one country or to one nation may not be good manners in another. As most businesses today are operating with a global mindset, it pays always to keep international etiquette in mind. Always take the time to research cross-cultural etiquette when dealing with a foreign client or when conducting business in a foreign country. Awareness of international etiquette is important not just in face-to-face meetings, but also in non-face-to-face encounters such as sending gifts, conversing over the phone, or communicating online. Areas you need to look at include religion, dress codes, social hierarchy, rules on meet and greets, use of titles and forms of address, exchanging business cards, valuing time, physical space, dealing with embarrassment. When uncertain, err on the side of what you presume is conservatism, and be observant. Check if people are becoming uncomfortable. Etiquette mishaps in international settings can range from merely embarrassing to potentially insulting to the other person. When you realize that you have committed a faux pas, apologize immediately and ask how you can make up for it. Important points. Here are some important points when dealing with other cultures. Some cultures dress conservatively as the norm. Americans tend to be more relaxed when it comes to dress codes and even recommend dressing for comfort in certain fields and professions. People from other parts of the world are generally more conservative. The Japanese, for example, dress according to rank. Some Muslim nations find short dresses for women as offensive. If uncertain, err on the side of conservatism. Some cultures meet and greet people with a kiss, a hug, or a bow instead of a handshake. A handshake for greeting is mostly universal. However, don't be surprised if you're occasionally met with a kiss, a hug, or a bow somewhere along the way. Stick to formal titles for business interactions unless invited otherwise. Approach first names with caution when dealing with people from other cultures. Some cultures are very hierarchical and which consider it disrespectful to be addressed without their title. Some cultures never accept first names in the business setting, and this should be respected. Some cultures are less time-conscious than others. Don't take it personally if someone from a more relaxed culture keeps you waiting or spends more of that commodity than you normally would in meetings or over meals. Stick to the rules of punctuality, but be understanding when your contact from another country seems unconcerned. Understand differences in perception of personal space. Americans have a particular value for their own physical space and are uncomfortable when other people get in their realm. If the international visitor seems to want to be close, accept it. Backing away can send the wrong message. Preparation tips. It starts with being open-minded. Read up. Possible resources. Publications put out by the Department of Trade and Industry, DTI, and local embassies. They usually provide basic facts about demographics and business practices. The Economist Business Traveler's Guides have chapters designed to develop awareness with reviews of local etiquette and customs and elusive psychological factors that can make or break a deal. Slim Volumes on Simple Etiquette by Paul Norbury Publications. Find informants or experts with good local knowledge of both countries and simply ask them to talk to you over a good lunch or dinner. If you live near a university or a center of expertise in a particular country, it can also be helpful to seek guidance from experts who will probably be only too glad to be consulted and share their knowledge. For the really serious, there is no better way than to spend at least 2 or 3 days traveling with at least 2 representatives, selling your company's products or services. Use the time to absorb the atmosphere, methodologies, hospitalities, practices, and styles. Take a more specialized course on international etiquette if relating with international clients is a big part of your job description. Case study. Clyde, the owner of a farm equipment manufacturing company, was meeting with a potential business partner in Japan, Takashi Akiyama. Clyde wanted to open a branch in Japan to help him access Asian markets, and Takashi already owned several manufacturing facilities and wanted to expand into different markets. In preparation for the meeting, Clyde researched Japanese business culture and learned as much as he could. When the two met, Clyde bowed to Takashi and greeted him using his last name. Clyde was glad he researched the culture beforehand, or he may have made several mistakes that could cost him a profitable partnership. In the end, the two agreed to work together, in no small part to Clyde's initial manners.